Good morning.
Good motherfucking morning.
Yeah.
I think we overdid it a little bit last night.
This is the morning after, y'all.
You think so?
It's T
and L.
Superman with
this nigga.
Superman and this hoe.
Woo! Y'all.
That shit was
we
live.
We went to how many places?
I don't even know.
I think we went to four.
Two,
we went to the first spot.
Three, four. You're right. We went to the first spot where we
entertained the white folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to Federal Hill.
Yeah, and actually, we did walk in that one bar and walked right out.
I told the security guy, I was like, yo, you could have warned us.
He was like, I'm supposed to know what kind of music you like. I was like, we black, you black. You right. Know, want to listen to this shit. That's music. That type of music is music you listen to if you're really high and you feel like you're floating. and you just want to float.
When we walked in, though, like, I thought I was back in Austin because there was a bar that looked exactly the same, like,
really?
Structure, the upstairs, the way the bar looked, the posts, all of that. It looked just like this bar in Austin. Pretty dope, though.
So we just want to run through the night. So we went to I don't know the first place. We went to a place that we heard our kind of music.
Wait, you talking about
the first place where we did it, where we busted out the electric slide?
Oh yeah.
Well, the first one we went to, we got the drinks. That was we can't really say what place we went to. Bookmakers.
Oh, oh, I forgot
we went
about
there
bookmakers.
First.
Yeah, remember that?
Bookmakers. Wow. Wait.
And the
go
chick
ahead,
was
Superman,
like, the chick was like,
Superman was upset at our server at Bookmakers.
So here's my situation, right? For me being in the service industry a little while back, I like to go to places and everybody is always asking, you know, what's on the menu? Like, what do you like? But usually I get the response of, oh, everything's good. So I like to ask, what do you not like? Because there's got to be something that
you don't
the
like.
Server
yeah.
doesn't like
Absolutely.
Or something like that. And for me, that establishes credibility with the server that, A, they're human. One, they have a pulse.
Superman don't want no robots.
And they're, you know, and that they're open for, you know, dialogue, discussion, and they're out for you to have a good time.
And
you
to
know?
Earn a good tip.
And yeah. they're earning a good tip, yeah. So...
This chick
right here, she came over, whatever. We looked at the menu, asked her what we wanted for food. TNL ordered. My turn. I said, well, what do you not like on the menu?
And what she said?
This bitch said, I am not at liberty to say. What the fuck? What do you mean you fucking not at liberty to say? Who the fuck are you?
Nope.
You
Y'all,
know what I'm
Superman
saying?
Went on a rant for like a good 2 minutes about this poor lady.
Yeah.
I took it all to her tip, too. I can't even lie because you can't. What do you mean you're not
I didn't
at
give
liberty
her a good tip
say?
Either. I gave her whatever the bare minimum.
Well.
What the fuck does that even mean?
She didn't have no conversation.
None.
Zero.
I think she was scared.
Because I even asked her about, like, what does she recommend as a drink?
Yeah.
And she didn't know
she
what was.
She kind of gave a suggestion, but not really.
She gave the blanket answer. Like, everything on the front of the menu is good.
Yeah, see? That type of shit won't get you tipped. I'm sorry. And especially in a world where we tipping everybody and they fucking mama.
Ooh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta earn my money.
Ooh.
My hard-earned money. You gotta earn it.
Earn it.
Especially in the service industry.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And
look
that's why...
That.
You know what's crazy to me? Is... Where was I yesterday? I think I was at the game yesterday. And, actually, I did tip this guy. The guy that does the beers and stuff like that, I tipped him.
Okay.
Cool. But if I'm at any type of restaurant, fast casual, Chipotle, throw that out there, and they got a tip jar, I'm not tipping your ass. For what?
I guess you get wages.
You're
not,
job.
Like, servers get below minimum wage. If you're Chipotle gets...
Yeah, you are a minimum wage. Waged employee. And
so I'm tipping you for what?
For what? For doing your job?
Yeah.
For meeting the standard?
I need a tip jar at my desk.
Exactly.
Shit.
Look, every time I do my job, somebody will throw me a dollar.
When I show up to work on time, which is rare. But when
you work from home every time I fucking see your ass.
I don't I get 2 days. Don't be a hater.
So,
congratulate.
Fucking work from home ass.
I think that's a problem.
It sounds like hate. So then we walked into after Bookmakers, we were trying to find a place that had some music. So of course, right. Being black, we went to the place that had the music. We was like, that's not like black
people. It sounded. We walked past it at first.
Yeah, we did.
We did walk past it because it was black music. But we did start dancing, two stepping. On the way past it, we was like, man, there's a lot of white folks in there, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I don't give a damn. But we walked past it.
You little fire starter.
What are you doing, Pyro? Wasting my lighter. Shit. Give me my shit.
My bad. And then we walked to the spot down the street.
Yeah.
And that shit looked grand.
Yeah, but...
They had a line outside.
And then, we go inside.
Security guard was kind of cute, too.
It was L's tight.
L's tight. Bald, big.
He wasn't bald.
Well, he was
a little beard though, and he was dark.
Yeah.
Not dark. Dark.
I was like, oh yeah, that's her type. Nigga, that's her type. But anyway, we went back to the place that we passed.
Yeah, social pub.
And they started playing Frankie Beverly. And of course, what did we do as black folks, y'all?
To the electric slide.
Oh shit!
But all the white people, the look of amazement, of pure like,
because it almost became like a spectacle, almost it like they did. They turned and looked.
That I didn't like.
And I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
It's weird because.
And we were started, turned up too.
We were all singing the songs.
We was turned. We was trying. I mean, I was trying to get to home base. You know, I was out there for a goal. I was on a mission. You know,
You went for broke.
I mean, because we had three shots, quick.
Y'all, we two or three shots. Too much. Like I feel like that drinks. Was a college night. The fact that I don't remember 75% of the night.
Yeah.
I woke up hurting. Okay.
I did not.
Headache. No.
I did not.
I didn't have a headache.
I almost ran into the wall in my bedroom.
Oh, ting.
That was a little swerve.
Ting, ting.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I got out of the bed, and I thought I got out slow. But,
yo, so we're at L Spot, and so we all slept here. And for whatever reason, Superman and I could not...
Yo, I have a fucking sectional. I don't know how these two could not figure out how to fit two people, two bodies, on a sectional, but it's L-shaped. One person could have slept on one side, the other person could have slept on the other side. I wake up, Superman's on the floor, T's ass is out, Superman got two blankets.
I had none. My ass would have been out if I had a blanket. I woke up and I was like, why is my butt cold? And I was like, I have a wedgie of a lifetime. My ass is hungry. Ate all my underwear.
Oh my gosh. I was like, how? I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to.
I don't think you can include me in this because I'm the person who laid down first. On the section.
No, I was sitting here and you laid across and put
your legs up. Nah, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I laid down. Nigga. I established my boundaries. We talked about boundaries, right? Boundaries. I established them.
No, I was here technically. You just laid and put your legs up. That's what you did. So I was here. I was sitting first. Your legs were on top of me.
It's okay if y'all just wanted to lay next to each other.
No, I was here first.
You know, to have I another was here body first. Next to you.
I'm not gonna lie.
And then I ended up on the fucking floor.
I don't know how that happened.
I just showed you how it happened. That's exactly how it happened.
I don't recall. What time did we get in last night?
Probably like,
or this morning, rather.
We got in at 4:00 this morning. I know it was like 4:00.
If you ask me, I'm gonna say 9:45.
Check who had the Uber.
Oh,
you had the Uber.
I did.
Check what time. You called the Uber, Lyft, whatever the fuck we did. Had the same deal.
Then we went to Horseshoe, which.
Oh God.
Oh goodness. That's probably my third time at Horseshoe ever. First time was during a snow day, a snowstorm. My job was closed, but me and my friends wanted somewhere to go.
3:50 in the morning.
We got back here.
We got back. Well, that's when we called it.
I don't know. No, he picked us up at 3:50 and dropped us off at 4:13 in the morning.
Oh shit!
Woo!
It's 10 o'clock in the morning right now, so.
Oh Lord. This is a good night, though, guys.
I'm not drinking for a while.
But it was funny because at one point we were like, we're not drunk.
Yeah.
Because we were dancing so much.
We was dancing hard. Both of us were sweaty and shit.
I was.
Superman went to show, kept lifting his shirt up.
That's not true.
Yes, you were. We couldn't get you to
stop.
That's
not true.
Just to.
Yes, it was.
False statement.
And then your undershirt, you were like, LMT, look. And it was wet. It was so wet.
That shit was soaked.
It was.
That shit was soaked.
She leaking.
Yeah, we was giving them buckets out there though.
So I didn't catch this white girl, but apparently Superman T said this white girl said the N-word.
Was rapping
during one of the songs.
We got to back it up, and maybe we should unpack this because
you were trying to unpack shit.
Well, when the music is going right, and especially when certain songs come on. I like to watch to see how Caucasian people
act. I already expected to say nigga, to be honest.
Huh?
I expected.
I expect it also, but I think it's funny.
I expected to throw in a car.
To watch them and see if they say it or not. Because usually they'd be like, oh, God.
Oh, they didn't care. They was bold.
No, because they didn't see us.
Dickie, they was like, nigga.
Right, yeah. Even a DJ who was not black or white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But...
yeah, they had fun. It was like,
Latino
yo.
Latino people say nigga to each other.
Yeah, and they shouldn't, but I don't know why,
but yeah.
I thought, man, I was like, wait for it. Just look around because we was off to the side.
The whole song was nigga. What song was that?
That was that Lil Dicky song.
I don't know none of this shit.
But you know what was funny? What I noticed, like, we were so hyped when it was like music that was popular when we were in college. I appreciate
the DJ kind of doing a timeline.
He did, and I was like, it was like an evolution. But it's funny because when you hear the music, literally every song from college was a two-step.
A two-step and stepping fingers.
It's like you didn't have to learn no new.
I was like, wait a second.
You're like, isn't this the same thing?
Yeah, you ain't know it then, but you know it now.
Now?
I don't know what the fuck. It's playing now.
You gotta activate your Meganese.
I will say that we didn't find any potentials for y'all. I apologize. Because that was part of the mission. To go out, we was gonna find some potentials for TNL.
The closest potential could have been the security guard.
All the guys that we did see out just look very young.
It was a young crowd out there.
Yeah, like, I guess...
That means we're old.
We're the 35...
Well, a place like Bookmakers.
But there was no brown people. There was just that couple on a date.
They weren't talking. That was weird.
All I can say is that, and I told these young ladies last night, I said, I know I am in a Caucasian area when I see black folks and y'all see each other. And y'all give each other the head nod, right?
Hey,
what up, brother? What up, brother? You good? That shit happened to me twice. The one guy at Bookmakers, when we walked out, he gave me the, And then the guy, we walked to that one, the bar that we walked out of, walked across the street, he gave me the, Hey. I said, oh, God. Where are we? Ain't no black folks around here because we band together.
That is true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a bunch of black folks around. We would be doing all that, but when it's not.
No, it was a good night, though. It was a really good night.
It was a good night.
Good night.
But we're old.
We are.
We a little seasoned.
We are.
We fucked up. Yeah, dude.
L.
Said that we weren't seasoned. You said that to me a couple weeks ago. Because I said I'm trying to be like bland chicken breast.
Bland chicken breast?
I'm not trying to be seasoned yet, but last night proved I'm seasoned.
No,
I lost my phone twice.
Yeah, you did.
Well, no, one time. And then Superman, I don't know why you had my phone.
I think you gave it to him.
I think you did too.
Yeah, but then when I was looking for it, you didn't remember that you had it.
He was on the phone with his friend.
Oh, we did talk to your friend.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah.
Y'all was all about him.
Yeah, he's
cutie.
Sweet. He's in Cali.
Yeah, he's in Cali.
Yeah.
Yep, shout out Cali.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out.
Do we But do we want to unpack your situation, your text message that you received last night?
Oh, God. Oh, shit. I don't want to do this. Let's not do this.
Really? As much as we expose?
All right, we can talk about it real quick.
All right, go ahead.
What you want to talk about? How you want to unpack this?
Where do we begin?
Yeah, I don't...
I think there's a lot of backstory.
You can give a high-level overview. Well, said that we weren't seasoned. You said that to me a couple weeks ago. Because I said I'm trying to be like bland chicken breast.
Bland chicken breast?
I'm not trying to be seasoned yet, but last night proved I'm seasoned. No, I lost my phone twice.
Yeah, you did.
Well, no, one time. And then Superman... I don't know why you had my phone.
I think you gave it to him.
I think you did, too.
Yeah, but then when I was looking for it, you didn't remember that you had it. He was on the phone with his friend. Oh, we did talk to your friend.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah.
Y'all was all about him.
Yeah, he's a cutie. He's in Cali.
Yeah, he's in Cali.
Yeah.
Yep, shout out, Cali.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out.
Do we want to unpack your situation, your text message? What you received last night?
Oh, gosh. Oh, shit. I don't want to do this. Let's not do this.
Really? As much as we expose?
All right, we can talk about it real quick.
All right, go ahead.
What you want to talk about? How you want to unpack this?
Where do we begin?
Yeah, I don't...
I think there's a lot of backstory.
You can give a high-level overview of y'all's relationship.
Okay.
You can give her a nickname.
I can't. What nickname should I give her?
Racist Bae.
Racist
Bae,
it is.
Racist
Bae,
go ahead.
So, anyhow.
Why I get the long stare?
I dated this young lady for a number of years.
Was it 3 years, 4 years?
I was like 4 years. I mean,
I
think engagement ring was purchased. I mean, you know, long.
What'd you do with
story.
It?
I took that shit back, literally. It's funny. So, I purchased it. Then we got in this huge argument that night, and that's when she called me, you know, the N-word, an ignorant N-word.
She not black, y'all.
She not black, no. She is... She's a minority, but she's got some Caucasian mix in.
She's ethnic.
Yeah. No, she's not ethnic. But anyhow, so she called me an ignorant N-word the same day I bought her engagement ring.
Damn.
I was like...
Damn.
Okay, this is not gonna
That's
work.
That's a sign. I was really trying to, help you out.
What's funny was because when I purchased it, I actually had her whole family on the phone. And her dad was on the phone, her mom's, her sister was on the phone. And they, you know, I was like, I just want them to get. I've been working on this thing for like a week and a half. So, brothers, y'all know how it go. That shit is not a short process. That shit's a lengthy process.
Like and getting the ring, picking it out?
Yeah. And, what's funny is, like, you know when the Lord speaks to you and you feel it in your gut? This joker spoke to me way before I purchased this thing.
Said, don't do it?
Don't do it. And he still spoke to me when I purchased it because before I swiped my card, the lady, she printed something out. And I got this pit in my stomach.
I don't know what
that is, but you know what? I'm going to ignore that one. Continue mission, right? And then I never, like, whoever flips a receipt over, right? I never flip a receipt over. When I get a receipt, yeah. I never flip over, right? It's probably just a blank piece of paper.
Yeah.
I flipped it over, and it said, all sales final. And I was like, that shit don't feel good either. Fuck, I'm going to keep stepping, right?
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, still, swiped a card. That very night, it may have been 4 hours later, this one, the whole shit went down.
She called you the ignorant
N-word. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the background.
Yeah.
So, how long have y'all been broken up?
Probably about 2 years.
So, 2 years, y'all. They have no connections, no children, no joint property. However...
We lived on the street from each other.
That don't mean nothing. That at that point, it's just another neighbor you ain't got to talk to.
True.
But Superman still, I don't know, you entertain her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we stopped talking for a little while back. Anyhow, she'll pop over when I get back to the house. She'll, like, stop over every now to say hello. There's a dog involved. But, you know, it's her dog, anyhow. So she'll pop over here and there, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And for me, I'm good. I'm over it. But she was dating somebody recently, which was cool. You know, like, she was dating somebody, but she was hitting me up, and I would still pick up the phone or respond to her text messages. Not try to be rude or anything about it. And so, long story short, she hit me up yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's not dating this gentleman anymore. I find out 2 days ago. And, well, she sent me a text message. Mm-hmm. Can I just summarize the text
message? You can summarize the text message.
Basically, it says that she's pregnant by this other guy. And, Blue got back up.
Uncle.
Yeah, you got to back up. So a few weeks before this, she calls me out the blue. And actually, we weren't really talking or speaking at any type of frequency at this point. And I'm a little upset when she calls me. So I pick up, I'm like, what's up? She's like, hey, would you mind if I adopted a child? Would you be its uncle?
That is the weirdest shit fuck to you. Me. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm all about a clean break, and I just don't understand. Like,
there's
you're
no
a great guy, but like, there's
that you
no.
all should still be.
Yeah, talking. That was kind of weird. That set me off. I was a little upset over that because I felt that crossed some boundaries. I had not laid out the boundaries.
Some.
Across a few.
Like all.
All of them. Okay. So, fast forward to yesterday. She said that she's pregnant by possibly. She's pregnant by this other guy. She called me actually not last night, but the night before, was like hysterically crying. I pick up the phone. She was like, it's all over the place.
She's having a
crying. I was like, are you okay? You hurt? You know? I was doing like going down my steps. Are you hurt? Shot? Somebody broke in?
Not shot.
You living, breathing, bleeding? Are you good? All right, cool. Check. What the fuck is wrong with you then? I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. Stop if I ever call Superman crime. Like, I'm shot!
I mean, you got to go down the steps, you know what I'm saying? You got to go down the steps. Everything's a step. You got to make sure when somebody's, panicking and shit that motherfuckers is good. Okay. Then when you find out they're good,
yeah,
you're going to be like, okay, what's up?
Especially with somebody you're not really fucking with.
Right, exactly.
Now. Yeah, I feel you.
So she's hysterically crying. I'm like, do I need to call somebody? Anyhow, she basically said, I don't want to talk. I just want to sit on the phone.
And breathe?
And breathe?
Motherfucker, and breathe.
You sat on the phone and breathed?
At 12 o'clock at night.
Did you hang up?
No, I didn't fucking hang up. I didn't breathe.
What? You were breathing too?
No, I put the phone like across the room. Like.
Yo, I'm really about to call you and be like, I just want to breathe.
She had nobody else she could call.
She has no girlfriends. Her mother. A sister. Her
Yo,
fucking
she
dog.
Does. She does. And that's why I asked. I said, hey, where's Ben? I can say that. I said, where's Benji at? And she's like, well, he's right next to me. I'm like, all right, well, then,
breathe
if he's there,
him.
He should, comfort you. Long story short, I got off the phone. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. Then she texted me last night, and was telling me about how she's probably pregnant. And she'll probably, at this point, be 2 or 3 months pregnant by this other guy. And for me, I'm like, shit, fuck. I'm elated, because
I mean it's not with this person. She still got time to have an abortion,
but I'm not sure if she's gonna go down that route. I don't know what she's gonna do, but I mean, y'all
it's
know the backstory too about our issue.
I just feel like she's might be lying,
because that whole thing I told you about.
Yeah.
So when we weren't together, we were actually just coming out of a our breakup. She told me that she was pregnant. And at this point, I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then she sent me the pregnancy test. I didn't tell you about this. Uh-uh. Oh, she sent me the pregnancy test, a picture of it. I was like, okay, cool. But remember, I just told y'all, your gut tells you shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something told me to fucking Google image this shit.
It's a pregnancy test,
right?
So you put the image inside the search bar?
Not me. I hit up my best friend, my man's, DC. Shout out.
Aww.
Big DC. I got to get him. I don't know if he's listening. Hit his ass up, man. First thing I did, called him. I was like, yo, fuck, man. I don't, dude, here's what happened. He was like, all right, shoot it to me. this Joker's the smartest cat I know. He like did some imagery shit. He called me back and said, "Yo, dog, this is a screenshot. It says in the background of the picture, it's a screenshot." I'm like, "What the fuck you talking about?" He's like, "Dude, I googled it and I found it on this website." He sent me the website. So the same pregnancy test that she sent me was on fucking line. And so me, now I'm in an awkward predicament because I'm like, all right, this chick just told me she was pregnant. We just got in a huge fight.
And now you can't be like, you lying.
Now I'm like, I can't be like I'm lying, but now I feel a certain type of way. And so
yes, you can blow that shit up.
So I did that. And I said, you know, all the respect, I know you said this, but I just want to let you know where my head's at right now. Here's what I just found. Is this true or not? And she fucking threw a fucking fit, talking about, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to send you the picture of the hotel room we were staying at. It was on that very table. And in my mind, I'm like, y'all know when y'all Google fucking hotel rooms and they got the picture online?
Yeah.
How many times is that the same exact fucking...
They all go to, like, the same damn furniture stores.
So. I'm like, come on now. Like, the wood grain was matching. I'm like, you mean to tell me you took a picture of the pregnancy test on that fucking table in this fucking picture? And she said, yeah. I'm like, you fucking bullshitting. But anyhow, y'all.
Or I would have told her, take a picture, like, hold it up against your face and take a selfie. You could have did that.
Yeah.
So I can't even lie. She did that, too.
Wait.
She took another one. And she, like, hit me up. She sent it to me on Snapchat. And she had her in it. It was the pregnancy test. Her face in it. And she hit me on Snapchat. But after this, I'm Googling shit crazy. My man's like, dude, you can't believe it because you can get fake pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
You can eat shit that gives you false positives. Like, she probably fucking with you because why would she start some shit off like that? If it was true, she wouldn't have started off by sending you a fucking picture and telling you it wasn't a picture. It was a real thing. She probably just would have just sent you the real thing.
You're FaceTiming my ass.
Yeah. And pee on a stick.
Oh, well, she did that too.
While she pee?
Man, what the fuck? Yeah.
But that's when he was like, dude, she's probably just fucking with you, man. I'll never know.
Anyhow,
she's in this situation right now where she sent me this text message last night, and this is where we are today. That was kind of a roundabout.
But the thing is that what we're unpacking is why you still show up for this girl.
Superman said, it's almost like when you say, like, you can't wait until things happen for you so you can shit on ex-husband, basically.
Yeah.
So for him, it's an ego thing. Not saying that yours is that too, but it's still a part of it. But he wants her to see
that. I understand that, but like, I guess what I don't understand, I get that. But what the piece that I struggle with is, like, if that were me, and I, like, there's no way she could call me crying and I would care. Like,
it's still an ego booster because he knows that she's not doing okay.
But I don't think I want her to do poorly. I want her to do okay, but the only is...
That doesn't make sense.
So what I'm trying to build right now, and I told y'all what I'm trying to build. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to start my own little business. I'm trying to do my thing. I've tried to tell her I'm doing this, and she would be like, oh, why are you going to do that? Why are you going to do this? Like, you need to do this. You need to do that. So for me, it's not... I'm not trying to... Anything that happens to her, I'm not saying, like, oh, shit, you know, she's not doing well. I just want her to see when I do what I set out to do and I made it, you know?
You want to prove her wrong.
Hey, I want to prove her wrong.
You don't need...
But you don't need to keep in contact with her. Like, she'll find out.
Sounds like she has a way to be able to...
know, like, what you got going on.
You know? Exactly. But I don't want any feelings towards her.
Your loungeability right now...
Would you like this?
Yeah. Your level of comfort. Like, you were first here, and now you're like, well, you know what I mean.
Shit. Yeah, you like this right now?
Anyway. There's no reason for you to keep in contact with this woman.
Yeah, you're right.
She it's sounds just, it's like just crazy to me. She has a borderline personality disorder. Mm-hmm. She might be a little bit bipolar. There's yes. something wrong with her.
Yeah. Thank God you guys didn't have children or get married. Thank God close. You didn't get married and have
that
children.
That was close.
Ooh, Lord.
That was fucking close, man.
But the fact that you had that feeling in your...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you are about to get married or take any major step with the person that you're with, you should, it should never, the only feeling should just be happiness. You should just always be elated. There should, if there's doubt, then yeah.
Yeah. It was stress.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If I was a guy and I, buying a ring and then I get,
Yeah, I'm a killer.
Damn.
Yeah. And.
Did you get your money back?
So what happened
even
was.
All sales was final?
Yeah. Did you
so that's the thing.
Which is crazy?
So this ring was pretty hefty. It was not cheap.
Over. Five?
Yeah, it was eight.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it was eight stacks.
She didn't even deserve
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should have went to Walmart.
Stacks. It was eight stacks.
Walmart got rings?
Fellas, y'all know where I'm at. Like, that shit is not cheap. So, what happens is she is in commercial real estate.
Okay.
So, I was actually going on... I had a military thing I was doing. So, I was actually leaving the next day. And the ring was supposed to be shipped to my mom. My mom was supposed to bring it down. And I was actually going to propose when I got back from my military thing. So I told my mom, yo, nope, not going to happen. And when I got back from the military thing, she, again, is in commercial real estate. So where I bought the ring from is actually one of her properties. So she knows the owner of the ring store. So she called up and was like, hey, I got a friend, wink, wink. This is what happened. Can you do me a favor? So I went back in. I said, hey, here's the situation. You know, it didn't work out. I told him, you know, what I was doing. The guy was actually a Marine. And he said, hey, this is what I'm going to do for you. He said, I'm going to take this back, but I'm going to take 10% for a restocking fee. But okay. If you come good. Back to me and purchase a ring when you find the one that you want to be with, I'll give it back to you.
Ew, nobody want that ring.
No, not that ring, but
oh,
but
the 10%.
The 10%.
Got it.
He's I'll put the 10% in the next ring.
Did you get that in writing?
What?
Did you get that in writing?
Yeah, he emailed it to me. But thing is, like, I probably will never see that guy. You know, I mean, I was out 10% when I could have been out 50%.
Yeah.
You know, so. Because.
Yeah. That's not, like, that. I just.
Damn. Back up. What did your mom.
Yes,
oh.
Your sweet, blessed, wonderful.
Oh God!
Because your mom's the shit.
Yeah,
mom's
amazing.
My mom was livid when we were even dating. So, my mom's
a
Scorpio.
That's a sign right there.
Yeah, my mom's a Scorpio. Okay, this young lady I was dating
mama.
Was a Scorpio. I don't know what I got with dating Scorpios. The last few, Scorpio, coconut, Scorpio,
coconut
water. Scorpio. I think.
Don't touch this man.
So anyhow.
So Scorpios are not your jam. You
yeah,
that,
stay
yeah,
away.
I got to stay away from Scorpio. Anyhow, my mom was not pleased. And you know when I knew it wasn't right? And I yes, I'm a true mama's boy. I tell every woman that when I even start dating them, I'm like, hey, I'm a mama's boy. Like, my mom was life to me. And so you're not cool with that.
Life.
You're not cool with that. It's not gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, they had a little bit of a rift throughout their whole relationship. But when my mom came to me one day, she came to visit me. We were like kind of living together. And my mom was like, "Well, let me go get y'all some food." It was like 11 o'clock at night. She said, "Let me get you some food." I was like, "All right, cool, whatever." Yes. Went down to the diner. I asked this young lady, I was like, hey, you want something? My mom's going to bring us back something. She's like, yeah, I'll just take something like, I'll take this, whatever. I was like, all right, cool, with some pancakes or something like that. We get back to my house. I go upstairs. I'm like, hey, my mom's downstairs. She, you know, got you some food. And she's like, I'm not coming downstairs. I was like, no, I said, you didn't hear what I just said. I said, my mom.
My mama's
downstairs and she just got you some food.
Not my mama biscuits.
She said, I am not coming downstairs. I said, I'm not going to say it one more time. I said, my mom is downstairs. She's got you food. You need to go say, you know.
At least say thank you.
Say something to her. Nope. did not go see my mom.
What was her reason?
Yeah, she was being an asshole.
I think she was just upset. And of course, there's more in the story because y'all only get my side of this. And I think she'll have another side to it.
Well, we don't care.
But end of the day, my mom came to me after that, and there's been other things that have happened, but this is when it clicked for me. My mom and I were debriefing. And sorry, my bad. My mom and I were speaking afterwards, and she said, I felt disrespected.
Absolutely.
And when my mom said that, I was like, oh, she's a rap. Like, it's over. It is over. There's nothing else that you can do. My mom said she feels disrespected. No, this is after.
This is after?
Yeah.
I personally think if you're, like, regardless of, like, your relationship with your parents, if somebody is not respectful toward your parents, especially when you have a close bond with them, like, that's an automatic sign.
Yeah, automatic.
Because, yeah.
If my mama don't like you, I don't know if I can be with you.
Yeah, same.
I've dated people that my mom didn't like, and I knew that they might not have been good for me, but I'm, like, how you say you have an issue with finishing things,
mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily want to break up with the person at the time, yeah. So I knew, like, I'll just let it run its course and be done with it. But, yeah, and my mama like everybody. If there's something, like, one guy I dated, she was like, yeah, he reminds me of your dad. I was like, ooh, okay.
Never mind. Not in a good way.
No, not in a good way at all. But, yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
But, yeah.
Like, shout out to Superman's mom.
Yeah.
Shout outs.
You're amazing.
Dope.
Mrs. Superman's mom.
Dope.
Yeah. But, anyhow.
I think that's interesting, just real quick, getting on an astrology tip, that your parents can be one sign and you get along with them, you have a great relationship, but that may not necessarily be the sign that you're compatible with.
Yeah.
My mom's a Gemini.
Because my dad is a Gemini and my mom is a Scorpio. Well, it's just a very interesting, because I could never date either of those.
I don't know. See, my mom is cool, though. Tattoo guy's a Gemini.
See?
Yeah, fuck him.
All I know are Tauruses, because I'm a Taurus. Shout out to big Taurus.
I've dated a Taurus.
And Scorpio, that's all I know. I don't know any other signs of when they're born or whatever like that. All I know is to stay fuck away from Scorpios, man. And my sister is a Scorpio. My mom's a Scorpio.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad's a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Capricorns are amazing. Get you one.
Are you a Capricorn?
Yes, we're amazing.
I don't know if I've dated one.
I never dated a Capricorn. What? I need some time frames. Like, what's Capricorn?
Capricorn season is coming upon us, y'all. It's coming upon us. It's like
December to January.
Yeah, mid December to January to like mid January. It's the best sign ever. We finish out the year, like we bring it home.
You finish and you start.
Let y'all niggas know we are great. Get you one. Ain't not like a Capricorn.
I can use a finish right now.
Huh?
Nah.
Cancers are great.
Actually, it's funny that we all are friends because we're all compatible.
We are compatible.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's the thing that Zodiac Bay. He's a Cancer.
What time?
Cancer thing? Men are different.
Cancer is mid to late
mid
June
to mid July.
What's the beginning of June?
Gemini.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Geminis are crazy. Except for
my mom.
Mama L.
Oh, okay.
Because she's a goat.
Are Taurus and Geminis compatible?
I don't know.
You
have to
look that up.
I'll ask Siri.
Right now?
You know what sign they sometimes, like, it'll say I'm compatible with? Virgo. But I don't ever get that. Like, there's not many Virgos that I've met.
Virgos are perfectionists.
They are. And, like, I can appreciate...
You kind of are.
Perfectionists?
Kind of perfectionist.
Y'all both have control issues.
Who? Who's that? Virgos? Or are you talking about you or somebody
both.
Else? Both as in the signs?
Yes.
Oh.
But I don't think I could be compatible with Virgo.
You might.
It depends.
Tang's a Virgo.
Yes, Tang.
Tang, that drink, though. Tang.
And my aunt's a Libra.
I think I like Libras as friends. I've met a lot of really nice Libras, like, as but for friendship.
I think I need to study this shit before I come over here.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Quite super yeah.
My head is hurting.
We don't like
live and die by
yeah,
it.
We don't.
But it's very interesting, especially when, if you know somebody's sign and you look at the characteristics to see, like, if there's some truth to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right, though. Them Scorpios, man.
They nasty. Big old freak.
They are freaky deaky.
I don't know
never
about
been
that.
With Scorpio.
Honestly.
They're supposed to be.
Well,
it's a freaky sign.
Shit.
Huh? I wouldn't know. With Scorpios. I'm done with Scorpio. If she even says she's a Scorpio, I will walk the fuck away.
I know men like that who literally, through talking to guys, whatever, I've had guys be like, what's your sign? Are you a Gemini? Like, I've had guys say, you better not be a Gemini or Libra. Can't talk. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
who hurt you?
It's
but that's kind of like me with the Sagittarius man. I just can't
stay
fuck
away.
With.
Stay the fuck away.
But I find
away.
Them
what's
so
Sagittarius?
Attractive. Sagittarius is like end of November to like mid,
so
early
after
to mid December.
I think we're still in Sagittarius.
We're still in Sagittarius season. Yeah. And I don't know why, but when I first became single and I got on an app, every man that I was like, oh my god,
yeah, fucking sad.
Sagittarius, like I find them very attractive, but we're not, it's not a good mix. It's not a good mix at all. Mm. So.
Interesting. You always see shit about Tauruses, though.
I've never dated a Taurus.
Nigerian basil, Taurus. Oh, okay. He's cool. He's stubborn. And I don't like that it takes him a while. If he's wrong, he has to come back and say that he was wrong.
That's how we are. Well, at least we come back, though.
But y'all always think that y'all are right.
That's not true.
Okay.
Case in point. Case in point.
But,
which is why I wonder, because... So, the signs I'm compatible with, in no particular order, Pisces, Cancer, and Taurus... But it's so interesting because out of all of those, Taurus is probably more similar to me. Like, it's not, they're not as emotional.
Yeah.
Where, like,
but
Cancer and
Pisces
are.
Cancers are, yeah.
So that's like interesting.
Because, you know, deep down inside, you're a marshmallow.
I am a marshmallow on the inside.
And you need to be in tune with your feelings, which is why Pisces and Cancers are your compatible signs.
I haven't met a Pisces.
Guy?
Yeah, there was one guy that was a Taurus that I talked to, but he, in my opinion, he lacked ambition, and I was just like, ugh, it was so unattractive.
Mm,
oh.
Not cool.
Yeah.
What's Insecure Bay? Oh, that's what I'm calling him.
Oh, Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know all these signs. I'm lost.
And so was, Iota Bay.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to unpack that at some point.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. I feel like we need
we
an
do.
Org chart, too.
No, we don't.
It don't gotta be today. We need to get the people's opinions.
Why?
Because that was just interesting. Funny, not on your accord.
We don't need to talk about that.
We will. I'll bring it up.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
You don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm supporting.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, guys.
I'm supporting.
Elle made us breakfast.
Oh, she did.
It was
she
great.
Did. That shit was slamming.
I think so.
You're welcome.
What are you about to say?
Fuck. We need to ask these folks where y'all can meet or where single men are. Because I think we ran to that last night.
Outside of the apps, because I'm not
outside
on any
apps
right now, and I don't plan on getting on any apps, so I need to
outside
know.
Outside the apps.
T needs to know.
T
where
and
can
L.
we meet?
Meet and
single
men.
Yeah, because I feel like
men.
At this rate, I need to show up at the grocery store with a fucking ball gown on, like, just, like, like, perched,
right.
like,
You want to check out the nurse that at my doctor's appointment where she met her husband, she said, surprisingly, Facebook, because she told me the whole story. They were mutual friends of her cousin. Okay. And they were, like, commenting on one of, on her cousin's post. And he added her as a friend. They started talking. He took her out. Blah, blah, blah. She didn't like him at first on the first couple dates. Because he was very reserved, and then
she was trying to get some free food, then, huh? See, no, chivalry it is wasn't fucking like the dead. That's why. Third or fourth
date, chivalry he took her to a family event, and she saw a different side of him, and she like it was just different. So get yeah, this
fucking thing
they've been together.
You hurt his feelings.
Don't talk to my cat like that, yo.
Almost backhanded shit.
I literally.
So. I say that to say, where can we find single faithful men?
Yes, faithful, honest, you know. But it's hard.
I think you just got to start with men in general. Because you can't really say faithful. Not all faithful men hang out together.
They should.
They should. But you got to find men
y'all remember the game Sims? Mm-hmm. And how they used to have like that little diamond above them?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should have one of those. And if your shit ain't right, if you ain't faithful, if you're married, it should be a different, it should be a color. Like we all, like if your shit is normal and you're good, it's like blue.
Yeah, it's like
if you're if you are constantly cheating, you red. Stay away from the red diamonds. Get the hell away from me.
Well, you know what I've always wanted was, damn, like, you know, remember on Facebook, how'd you have your relationship status?
Yeah.
I would love for people to walk around with that shit, like on a shirt.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you can, but who's and wearing a shirt every day?
That's what we need to do. We need to do that shit.
I love we. What?
We need to do this shit. I'm not going to say it on here because...
Oh, okay. You don't... Nah, you
don't want your property. Yeah, yeah. Property, you feel me? So...
But I'm not going to meet him in a grocery store because I wear headphones in a grocery store.
Well, take my nurse said
it makes me... It will make me look unapproachable. And I'm like, well, I mean, if I'm dancing, I might try to, like... dance.
Yeah, it does make you look unapproachable when you have headphones on.
Really?
Yeah. I only put headphones on in the grocery store when I'm like about remember grocery store bae? The guy at the grocery store I had a crush on?
There's another one?
Yeah.
I never talked to him. I love him.
She was supposed to practice on approaching men on this person. But yeah. Have you been back to that grocery store?
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
He got tired of looking for you.
Girl, he was not looking for me.
What was he in the produce?
No, so I think he was like...
You like meat? Yeah. Rump roast?
I think he was like... He like managed like the service desk. Because the only time I would see him was when... Because I was a self-checkout. And I will never forget one time my son helped me out because... we had to get like his teacher flowers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't ringing up. And so he was like, well, mommy, let's just ask for help. And I was like, no, because the only person that was available was.
That was your moment.
So he comes over. No, he came over and helped. And I was just like, hi.
So you fucked up, basically.
I mean, I didn't assert myself. I was just like, hi. He was like, oh, it's not scanning. I was like, it's not. And then he was like, you broke it? I said, I don't know. so then he's like, it was like boop. He was like, it scanned for me. I said, I don't know what you did.
Oh god.
Oh, wow. The game is so weak.
It is, I don't have any.
Yeah, game your flirtation is so weak.
Skills.
I don't know how to flirt. I've told you this before though.
Your game is so
I don't
ass.
Know how to I don't know how to flirt because I always when it comes to guys, I always take the approach of like being their friend. Like, hey homie. Like, yeah, you know so
you,
I'm goofy.
You are friends on your shit.
Not early. On purpose, but like I don't know how to be flirtatious or sexy because I don't see myself in that way. Like I'm just like da 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 da. So
y'all should see what she did.
A little shuck and jive move.
Hello, Family Guy shit.
So flirting is like I need to take a class, but even still, I can't take myself seriously. If I even attempt to flirt.
That's the best part, though.
I think the only time I flirt, like, if I'm with somebody, and this hasn't happened, well, It has. Yes, it has. Is if I've been drinking. Because I've any guys that I dated that I went out with or were drinking, I get very flirty. And I was just like, oh, God.
You do. Flirty and touchy-feely. We're not going to talk about that.
Did she touch you last night?
Yes, she did.
Where did I touch you?
Did she really?
Yes.
What was this?
What did I do?
And she kissed me.
You kissed me!
I kissed you on your cheek.
Where was I at?
I don't know. I don't remember any of this. I'll be lying.
I'm not lying. See? Ooh.
You have proof?
Ooh.
Fuck your proof.
Didn't happen.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Hey.
Got it.
Whose side are you on, yo?
I'm on your side.
You can't... You can't deduce what happened.
Do you have proof?
Fuck you.
I'm just saying. I don't know what happened.
I don't need
proof.
I know what happened to me last night, okay?
Do you? What, you acting like I touched your coochie. Like, what the Lord. is it time's up? Is this hashtag me too? Like, did I do something?
I have to think about it.
Y'all, so, nothing happened.
Let me ask y'all this. Mm-hmm. We need to go out our next outing and work on this.
Come to your neck of the woods?
Well, we can go anywhere, but we need to work on y'all two approaching males, being flirtatious.
Elle doesn't have a problem being flirtatious. She's
you
very
don't?
Flirtatious.
I don't have a problem being flirtatious. I have a problem still approaching.
Approaching.
I have a problem being flirtatious and approaching. Well, no. If I get enough drinks in me and I start talking...
No, we need to do this without sober. The drinks.
Yeah.
Then y'all are screwed.
We should practice this. We should.
I'll
we
be like, hey,
we should
Jimmy.
Step through this. We should step through this. Oh, all right, gosh. We should go to an area where we know that, you know... Maybe
are you
going to
teach us?
I'm not teach y'all shit because I can't do the damn thing myself.
Oh my gosh.
So the blind
leading
the blind.
Yes. At least we'll be
blind. No, we'll be making a fucking fool of ourselves.
You know? But for me, I tell you guys why I don't approach women.
Why?
Yeah, you know, y'all know I live in D.C., right? No, I'm not trying to put the D.C. women down now. I'm just saying it's a different type of individual.
The whole area is a different type of individual.
And
it's
I'm not with
area.
That. I just don't trust it.
What is it for you? Like, what makes it a different type? Them a different type of woman. What do they do that others don't that you've experienced?
I feel like most of the women I've engaged with are out for something. You know, they're trying to
in this area.
They're trying to look for something, you know, and
your
it's not.
Your status is very important.
Yeah, your status is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're not on that level, then
that's why I hate on dating apps. Everybody's status will say, "I'm looking for somebody I could build with." No fucking shit. Like, duh.
Yeah.
Like,
state the obvious.
Yeah, but like, what am I always wonder, like, what does that look like for you? Because for some people, it literally is just like. Like a business arrangement, like they just want to make sure like that's in order. Like, what? I don't know. I hate that term because I think I think that's what everybody wants, but it's how you define it. Like, what does building look like?
Are you
for you
flexing your pectoral muscles?
No, I'm just rubbing it.
Are you having an intimate moment with yourself?
I am.
You want to be
put your
seen.
Nipple away. Superman, have you ever sucked your own nipple?
I've tried.
Oh, God.
I'm just joking. I ain't do that shit. Come on now.
Well,
anywho,
Elle thinks that I'm weird because this never happened.
What?
You and, homegirl, y'all asked me that.
Did you just suck your
own
nipples?
Oh,
if I had ever sucked my own
Oh,
nipple.
My gosh. That shit went left so quick. You can go try it right now.
Somebody DM us and tell us if you ever sucked
your
nipple.
You said, am I going to try it right now?
I thought you got up to go, like,
go,
try
see it. No, I'm good.
I was like, oh, you about to go do this shit right now? Okay. Go ahead, homie. Do you?
Well, y'all.
She put the chapstick on and everything.
We have
nothing but the best.
We have one more episode before the end of 2019.
Yes.
And that will be the end of season one for us.
Woo!
We're gonna come back in 2020 with
that hot new
episodes and content for y'all, topics, some more special guests.
Yeah,
we're glad that we had a special guest before
yes.
the end of the season.
Yeah.
Thank you, Superman.
Thank you, Superman, for joining us.
I love y'all.
Bye. And we love you too.
And your nipple.
And yeah, tell us what topics you want us to talk about. A lot of the topics come from our own personal conversations, but we want to hear what you all have to say.
Please.
Find us on Instagram at Booked and Busy 19. Click on the link in the bio and you can hear us wherever you all love to hear us. And leave a anonymous voice message.
That's for you, Superman, again.
Of course, you can also DM us. But please, you know.
Oh, I just text.
Rate, subscribe, like, share.
Text y'all asses.
All of that.
You do text. And give a play-by-play of your commentary.
I do. I'm a supporter.
Bye, guys. Well.
Toodles.